Okay, today's daf is Tainus daf Chav Zayin, and we will start Chav Vav Mabez about 5 lines up from the bottom to Kule Alma. We're in the sugyas of Nesias Kapayim after one drinks wine. Just two ha'aretz, one actually from a couple of days ago. I apologize. I usually, when I put up the daf from the last cycle, I usually try to make sure that I start exactly where I ended off from the last cycle. I don't miss a line. But it was pointed out I did miss 3 lines because I didn't get to listen this time. I did miss 3 lines on Chaf Gimel Mabez towards the bottom. So I just wanted to read that. So just for Shlema's purposes, Chaf Gimel Mabez, those who listen notice this, but just about 6 lines up from the bottom on Chaf Gimel Mabez. Let's just read this little story and then we'll come back to today's daf. Visu, about 6 lines up from the bottom on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Visu, Rebbe, towards the end of the line. Visu, Rebbe Mani, Havi Shchiach Kameid, Rebbe Yisrael Ben El Yashiv. Rebbe Mani was Shchiach, was commonly next to Rebbe Yisrael Ben El Yashiv. Amalei, Asiri de Bechami Kabatsaruli. The rich people of my in-law's house are getting saris for me, giving saris for me. Amar Lanu. So he says, okay, let them be poor. The Anu. And they became poor. Amar Kadakuli. Oh, it doesn't work now. Now they try to cause saras for me the other way. They ask me for things because they have nothing. Amar Yasru. Okay, let them become rich. V'yasru, and they became rich. Okay. Amar lo makabli alai inshi besi. I'm missing some shalom bias. My wife and I, we're not getting along so well. Amar lei mai shema Chana. What is her name? Chana, he says. Tisyapi Chana. Let her become beautiful. V'nisyapi, so she became beautiful. And I guess there was more shalom bias at that point. Amarle ka migandara alai. Now she's holding herself above me. Rashi says, miskadelas alai, mitoch gavus yofya. She's so beautiful, so she's holding herself above me. Amarle yachi, taxer chadal shacharisa. Okay, she should go back to what she was. V'chazer chadal shacharisa. And she went back. Again, all this showing the power of these rabbanim involved in terms of changing the reality. How do we treat Talmidi Davi Kami Rabbi Yisrael Ben El Yashiv? There were 2 Talmidim. Amrulei, Nibar Mar Rachmi Allah Dilich Kem Tuva. Please help us, ask Rachmanis that we should be, become wise. Nich Kem Tuva relates to the issue of what could you ask for in your Bechira Chavshis? Remember we discussed a couple of days ago, could you ask that people do tshuva? But ask that we become Chachamim. Amru Lehu, Imi Haisa Vishalachtiha. It used to be with me and it was sent away from me. Meaning I don't have the power anymore. Don't have such power anymore. Maybe because it was abused. But either way, that was what he said. I don't have such power anymore to change those realities. Okay, that was just finishing up. Baruch Hashem, we're able to be mashlim medaf. And now we get back to today's daf. Chavav Mabez, a couple of lines from the bottom. So we just noted the discussion of when the Nesias Kapayim is done. 3-way machlokas Tanaim. Which tfilos is Nesias Kapayim done? It's definitely done by Shacharis. What about the others? Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. So some said only by one opinion was only by Shacharis and Musaf, not by the others, because those are in the afternoon. Those are usually a time of Shichrus, after somebody has drunk something that day, and therefore Gzeira, we don't allow any Nesias Kapayim by those tfilos. Another opinion is that no, only by Mincha. By Ne'ilah, you never have a Ne'ilah. So you don't have a parallel that Ne'ilah is going to mix you up to other days. But Mincha, that's the one that's going to mix you up. And the other opinion, Meir says, no, you can duch it by all of the tfilos. And we ended up saying that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you can duch it by Ne'ilah, even though the halacha was first the Gemara says the Ikar Din halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, who is machalik between Mincha and Ne'ilah, and then the Gemara says at the end, so why do Kohanim duchin today by Mincha on a fast day? So the Gemara says because we do it Samach Lashpiyas Achama, so it's like Ketfilas Ne'ilah Damya. So I didn't quote the opinions yesterday, but I wanted to add that on, and that is the Maharil quoted in the Magen Avraham is the one that says that only when one davids Mincha Ketana can one duchen on a fast day? That is that minhag. Shemispala mincha ba'od ayom gadol, ein nesias kapayim, sheyavol etalas b'mincha shal kol yom. If you daven mincha gadol on a fast day, there's no nesias kapayim, says the Magen Avraham in the name of the Maharil. Because, what does the Gemara say? Because you're doing it late, kishkias achamadamya, so it's like ne'ilah. So there's no worry, mishum gzeira, becoming confused with mincha of other days. But the Chazon Ish is not so sure. The Chazon Ish writes that the Shulchan Aruch of the Rambam are not machalik, meaning once Chazal allowed it by mincha because it can be davened late, so too it applies whenever you daven mincha. La'olam nosim kapayim b'mincha b'tainis. Right, it doesn't matter when you daven. Anu nigrar machar minag raboseinu shenosim kapayim b'mincha b'tainis. Av she'en etzlenu atam shayib esmanan. Even if we're davening earlier, they're davening later. It doesn't matter. Once mincha is allowed, then it is allowed. So again, machlokas in the poskim and a machlokas in the minhagim. Once you follow the minhag, whether nesias in Eretz Yisrael, if nesias kapayim is done, when one davens mincha gedola or not. Okay, so now we continue a couple of lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, "Tekuli Alma Miyas Shikar Aser B'Nesias Kapayim." But everybody seems to agree that if one drunk wine, then one is not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. Right? The only machlokas is: are we gozer mishum days that a day that you don't drink up to a day that you do drink? So, where is the source for that? Mino Animili, how does one know that a shikar cannot drink, one cannot do the Nesias Kapayim after one has drunk? There is a machlokas. How much does one drink in order to become usur to do the Nesias Kapayim? Some Rishonim here, the Ritva quotes, even less than a Revius. Even less than a Revius, possibly. But the Rashba, and what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, is a Revius. Is a Revius of wine. That's how much one is not allowed, a Kohen is not allowed to drink in order for that to become usur. And therefore, that would be the Deya in the Tanaim that we saw that discusses what a Kohen is not allowed to do bizman hazeh, if it's possible that the mishmar is that day, in terms of not drinking on that day. That's what we had a couple of, about a week ago. So says the Gemara, Minan Emili, what's the source? Amr Bishur ben Levi, Bishur bar Kapara. Lama nismachal Parshas Kohen Mevarech. The Parshas Nazir, why in Parshas Naso? Do we have the Parsha of Nesias Kapayim right next to Nazir, Lomar, to teach me, ma Nazir Aser Bayayin, just like a Nazir is Aser drinking wine. Aser Bayayin, Af Kohen Mevarech Aser Bayayin, so to the Kohen that is Mevarech, is Aser B'Yayin, so we compare Nesias Kapayim and Nezirus. Says the Gemara, Maskef La Avua De Rebbe Zera, the Amri La Oshia Bar Zavda, Ima Nazir, if you're comparing Nesias Kapayim and Nezirus, and when you go the whole way, Ima Nazir Aser B'Chartzan, just like a Nazir is Aser in grape seeds, we know there are separate Isurim for raisins and for grapes and for other parts, seeds and pits. So just like a Nazir is Aser by all of anything related to a grape, Af Kohen Mevarech Aser B'Chartzan. So maybe you should say the Kohen Mevarech is Aser in all of related items related to grapes. So why don't you go all the way? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, you cannot say that the connection and the hekesh between Nesias Kapayim and Nezirus is complete, is total. Why? Because the Nesias Kapayim is also compared to another area of halacha. What is that? Amar Yitzchak Amar Kra Lisharso Ulevarech Bishmo. A Kohen serves Hashem, but the same phrase Ulevarech Bishmo. So we compare Sherus, which is avoda, and Levarech Bishmo, which is Nesias Kapayim. Ma Mishareis Muta Bechartzan Af Kohen Mevarech Muta Bechartzan. So we compare Nesias Kapayim to avoda, not only to Nezirus. And just like a Kohen who does the avoda is allowed to have the other items related to grapes, so too Kohen. So two sources that are related. We'll get to the continuation in a couple of minutes. But first, let's read the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Kuf Chaf Ches Sif Lamin Ches, the halacha of Revius. Shasa Revius Yain Bebas Achas. When a Kohen drinks a revius of wine at once, lo yisas kapav, he's not allowed to do nesias kapayim, he's not allowed to. This is why on Simchas Torah, in Chutz La'aretz, when you only duchen once anyway, so many shuls switch it to shachris, and from musaf on Simchas Torah, right? One might say, if one doesn't know the halacha, like, what's going on here? Shachris, you don't have to duchen by shachris? Right, the halacha is you're supposed to duchen by all the tefillos. Every day by Shachris. It's just that the Minah came that it's only by Musaf on a Yantif. But in a time when many people might make Kiddush and might eat or drink something after Shachris, before the Nesias Kapayim, there's more of a danger. So you do it once, you switch it to Shachris. In Eretz Yisrael, once you're duchen by both, shouldn't lose out on the Musaf one. And therefore, one has to make sure that the Kohen does not drink before Musaf, right? Even if other people make Kiddush. And if the Kohen would eat something, he should not have any wine or Dabar HaMashacher, so that he would be able, you don't want to lose out the mitzvah of the Nesias Kapayim. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if someone drinks Yayin B'basachas, lo Yisa es Kapav. What about two times? What about if you dilute it? All the different details about what wine, what is called wine, in order for him to be usher to Duchen, but that is the halacha, a revius. 2 points. The Gevurah Sari has here in his commentary, again, the Shakas Ari's commentary on Tainus, the Gevurah Sari is on a number of Masechtas in Moed, and the Turei Evan is on the other Masechtas, says the Gevurah Sari, Kashali, what we are explaining three different opinions from yesterday about when is a Kohen not allowed to do Nesias Kafayim after he drinks. One of those opinions was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the Shita elsewhere that does not darshan smuchin, asked the Gevurah Sari. We know that there's a machlokas tanoim elsewhere. Do you darshan smuchin? When you have two parshias next to each other, do you darshan them? There's a concept called hekesh that everybody agrees to. Hekesh, if you have two words related in the pasuk, like the second opinion here, l'shar solavar ech mishmo, that's a hekesh. You have two words next to each other, so you darshan them. Gedilim tasa l'cha, right next to shatnes, right? Different psukim. But smuchin is when you have parshios next to each other. So there's a machlokas. So Yehuda does not darshan smuchin, as it says elsewhere. So ask the Gevurah Sari, so how here can these, at least the first opinion, be a basis for Rabbi Yehuda if he doesn't darshan smuchin anyway? What's the possibility? So suggest the Gevurah Sari, an important yesod, the Yesh Lomar, Tahadam Rina and Bepera Kama Diyavamis. If you look in the first parak of Yavamis, the Gemara seems to say that even according to the opinion that does not darshan smuchin, they do not use that as a tool for drasha, they agree if it's a case that he calls hecha demuchach, where it's clear that there's no other reason why the Torah put these two parshiyos next to each other except for darshaning it. He says sometimes it's very clear. And again, you have to know exactly, like I just said before, I alluded to, it's not 100% clear what I said before, the difference between hekesh and smuchin, but he says here, tehecha de muchach, darish, where it's muchach that everybody agrees, kegon, gabi kilayim betzitzis, the example I gave before, dechsiv, lo silbash, shan is gedilam tasalucha, de'im kein, if those two phrases would not be put together in order to darshan, why is that here? We already have the parsha of tzitzis in the Torah. The gabi anus has aviv dorish nami smuchin mehay taima de muchach de imkein lichtavei rachmana gabi arayus. Why are you quoting another one of the arayus out of context? The fact that there's a pasuk out of context, its main sugya is elsewhere in the Torah. That's why we darshan smuchin. So to hear de la mizvachei lo parsha nazir kas velakushi le nazir. As we will see. So yesod number one says the Gevurah Sari that is that even according to the Mandamar that does not darshan smuchin, but in cases where it's muchach, where it's clear that the Torah puts something quote unquote out of context, so then he would agree to darshan smuchin. Number one, there's another ha'ara on smuchin, and that is the Gemara says in Brachas that even if one generally does not darshan smuchin, in Mishnah Torah everybody agrees he darshan smuchin in Sefer Dvarim. Why is that? Why is Mishnah Torah any different than any other area of the Torah? So the Maariv Chai is a beautiful suggestion in Brachos and Nafchaf Aleph, where this is said. Maariv Chai says that we know there's a gemachlokes, Gemara Gittin Daf Samach. How Akadosh Baruch Hu and how did Moshe Rabbeinu write the Torah down? Up to Yisro, we got a Maimon Har Sinai. What about after Yisro? Or after Mishpatim? Or maybe after everything that he got at Har Sinai? What happened, say, from Midbar? How did Moshe Rabbeinu write down all the stories of Korach and Chukas and Balak and Pinchas? There's a machlokas, whether Megillah Nitna, whether it was written down piece by piece throughout the 40 years, or Chasuma Nitna, or it was written down at the end. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the entire rest of the Torah that he had written since 40 years earlier. That's a machlokas Tanoim. Says the Maariv Chai, that's the machlokas, whether you darshan smuchin or not. Because according to the Mandamar, Megillah Nitna, little by little, Sachet Yudarshan Smuchin, it wasn't put next to each other. It was just little by little, it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu to write down. But according to the other opinion of Chasuma Nitna, then you could Darshan Smuchin. Fine. But Sefer Dvarim, says the Maariv Chai, was all written at one time. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's last 6 weeks of his life. He was giving his last Rasha. So that's why everybody agrees Yidarshan Smuchin and Mishnah Torah, because that for sure was given at once. Lamadar Megillah Megillah Nitzras Shuvin Shayach LeMidrash Smuchin Achar Shlo Nemu Mipi Hashem Yisparak BePamachas Tari Nidal Aprakim Ad Kolos Arboim Shana V'Zeh Shayach B'Dalat Svarim Avol BeMishnah Torah Nemer BeYachan Meis Hashem UMipi Zeh Shuv Darshin Smuchin. So that is point number one of the Gemara Sari with the Hosafa of the Maariv Chayis in Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph. He then, back to the Gemara Sari, in the next paragraph, he asks an important question, and that is, the Gemara here compares Nesias Kapayim and Nezirus, that just like a Nazir is Aser B'Yayin, so to a Kohen Mevarech. So we're not going to go through his answer, but let's just do the question. He says, Kashali, Atu Banu Lolameishi He Mevarech Aser B'Yayin Dumya De Nazir? Is it really the same halacha? They serve drinking wine for a Nazir, they serve drinking wine for a Kohen? Havade lo dami. How could you compare the two? He says, when it comes to a Nazir, it's the Maisa Shtia that's a problem. It's not the result of becoming drunk. For example, let's say somebody's drunk, not totally drunk, he still has his wits. He drank something and he's Makabo Naziris. Can he be a Nazir after he drank? The answer is yes. He didn't do anything wrong. He drank beforehand. Or let's say I'm a Nazir in 30 days from now. And at the moment that 30 days starts, he's drunk. Is he a Nazir? Yes. Did he do any Avera? No. Because it's the Maisa Shtia that's also for a Nazir. Inami, Shekvar Kiba Olav Nazirus, Elish Adayna Nazirus Lo Chalaf, Kod Shabar Arini Nazir Lachar Shloshim Yom, as we just said. Hapshita, Tafilu B'Shechruso Mutal Akam Olav Nazirus. V'achanami, B'Kiba Olav Kfar, Elish Adayna Lo Chal Olav Mutal Lushtos Yayin, and Rega Shel Chalos Nazirus. You're allowed to drink until the Nazirus is Chal on you. Masha Enke, when it comes to Kohen Mevarech, that has to do with the result of being drunk. It's not the Meiser Shtia. So he says, I find it difficult to that the Gemara compares the two, where one, if you put it on our Lumdus terms, one is focused on the Meises, one is focused on the Totsa'a. How does the Gemara compare those two and deal with it until Gemara is going to reject the comparison, as we just said, but that is an important Ha'ara question of the Gemara Sari, and he goes through at length trying to answer the question. Okay, but either way, what's the source? The Gemara first tries to compare Nesias Kapayim to Nezirus, and then it compares Nesias Kapayim to Avoda. And that is, Avoda is only Asur B'Yayin and not Asur B'Chartzon and the other parts of a grape. We continue now. So the Gemara says, really, you compare it to Avoda? Ima Mishareis Balmum Lo. But if you're really comparing it to Avoda, go all the way. Just like Avoda, a Balmum is not allowed to duchin, is not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim, Avkoin Mevarech Balmum Lo. So you should say that Nesias Kapayim also, a Balmum is not allowed to duchin. We're not talking about an external Balmum that could be visible, which we'll mention in a second. But we're talking about, let's say a Kohen is a lefty. The Mishnah Bechara says that a lefty is a Balmum. So a lefty can't do Nesias Kapayim. What about other Mumin that are not visible, really, as certain one of his limbs is bigger than the other limb, but it's not really so visible to the naked eye. So, again, you're going to go all the way and say they're excluded, but they're not excluded. So where it says, Ha'ishkes l'nazir. So, throw it back to Nazirus. Again, we're using both models here. We're comparing Nesias Kapayim to Nazir and to Avoda. So the Gemara says, Umay chazis demakshes l'kula akish l'chumra. Why do we compare it to both models, but in a kula way, meaning we're mako by the grape seeds and we're mako by the bali mumin? Why are we mako by both of those questions and not machmir and compare it to the items in the other direction? So the Gemara says, asmachta ninu midrabanan ulakula. All of these are rabbinic issues. Durabanan and the Chazal were so mechid on a pasuk, and therefore we can be mako. We're not talking about isure d'oraisa here. All of these, meaning the fact that a kohen cannot be shasui when he is nosei kapayim is an issa durabanan, not d'oraisa, and therefore we can be mako. They're just so mechid, even though the Gemara said before minayin, they're just so mechid on a pasuk. But really, that's why we can be makishit le kula. Makishit le kula. Tosfos here says, okay, lamaskana. So what do we say about a balmum doing the Nesias Kapayim? Tosfos says, third line, mikan nireh de balmum bevarach berachas kohanim. Right, it sounds like from here that a balmum can do berachas kohanim. Midikach chazinan, da'ashas rotsa lomon mivarech mi mishras. Ula balmum v'dachinan lai. And it rejects that comparison. Im kein nira, tilin isiyas kapayim koin balmum, no se kapov. Right, that's what the maskana seems to be. And then Tosfos says, go one step further. Umikan yesh lochiach. So, can you learn from here the following? Tosfos says, I think you can. To Kohen Shehemir Daito. What about, or Shehemir, a Kohen that becomes a Mumar? What about a Kohen that goes off the Derech and he doesn't believe anymore? To Su no se kapa, Vekasha lisa kapa, Velikros patora, Kavosha lo Hemir. That's also a Baal Mum. That's a spiritual Mum. Not a physical Mum. Can a Mumar Tuchin? Right, it's an important question. So he tells us that it sounds like from here that he can. V'raya, the raya mehad, the kohanim sheshibshu beis chonyo, the kohanim that you served in the alternate beis hamikdash that was in Mitzrayim, lo yisham shuv hamikdash. The Mishnah says at the end of Menachas Avonolan, they get part of the chaluka like Bali Mumin. They cannot duchin afterwards, but they cannot do the avoda, but they can get a chaluk of the karbanos. Be the kabar shape kabali mumin mashma the kalavoda shabalum roy lasos yasu v'koy balmum no se kapav. Okay, so the big shaila Tosa discusses. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch kuf chaf ches, Shulchan Aruch also discusses this in Sif Lamed and Sif Lamed Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says first about mumin mi sheyesh lo mum. So this is the maskan of the Gemara. There are other Gemaras elsewhere and Rishonim that say, well, maybe if there are mumin in obvious places, that should be a problem. Like, let's say a Kohen has a broken arm. Let's say that he has unusual fingers. So then the Kohen shouldn't duchen. Why? Because it's going to grab people's eyes. And they're not supposed to be focused on that during Berachas Kohanim. So they shouldn't duchen, and that's already in early sources. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says right here in the Mishayeshla, right, based on the Gemara in Megillah or the Mishnah in Megillah. Mishayeshla mum b'fanav o b'yadav. Not a mum somewhere where it's not visible. That's what our Gemara is talking about. Maker did a bal mum kan duchen, but if he has one on his face or on his hands, kemo kago chein bahakanios or akuma or akushos, all these unusual mumin lo yises kapav mebreisha ha'amistaklin bo, because everybody's going to be looking at him. V'wadilam mishiyesh mumin baraglav b'makam sholom l'duchen shpelo bate shokayim, or if he has a mum on his legs, and again, it's going to be visible. Or he has a type of mum that he's always spitting. He always has saliva coming out of his mouth. Or he's always crying. Ain of Zolfos Dimma. Any mum which is visible to the outsider, one should not duch it in that case. And then he says, what if everybody's used to it? What if you live in this town and everybody's used to it, so nobody's going to look at you? So, okay, so then maybe you have coolest to duch it in that case. That is the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Lamed. So what about though Bisman Hazeh when the Kohen put the talus over their shoulders? So here it gets interesting. I mean, Baruch Hashem, we try to make everything interesting. But here the Chiddush of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, this is not in the earlier sources, the Beis Yosef says, well, in our Minhagim today where Kohen put their talus over their faces and over their hands when they duchin, so then it should be that it's mutter. Even with issues, even if with mumin on the fingers or on the faces, because nobody's going to see that anyway. That's the chiddush of the Beis Yosef, and he quotes that again in Shulchan Aruch. Im minag amakom l'shalshel akonim talis al kapenehem afilu yesh befanav abodiyadav kama mumin yises kapav. That is the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch, and the question that the Achronim ask on the Beis Yosef is: 1 minute, don't we usually have a rule that once there's a din, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the gzeira still applies? Taking medicine on Shabbos and all the other examples given, Yantif Sheni, you might want to say, even if the reason doesn't apply, the din still applies. Sack of the Beis Yosef to change it. Even if the reason doesn't apply because they cover their faces and their arms, so it should be, the din still applies. So how do you get out of this? So says the Koheles Yaakov, the author of the Mishnah Yaakov and Meseches Beitza, Rav Schachter likes to quote this Chiddush in Meseches Beitza, that 90% of the time that rule is true. Whenever you have a din, even if the reason doesn't apply, the rule still applies. But there's 10% of the dinim where we do say that once the reason doesn't apply, the din falls away. It falls away. One of those 10% cases. We have other examples, right? The Mishnah Brura leaves it as a question. The Mishnah Brura writes in Hilchos Shabbos, if today you hardly have any Rishus HaRavim Daraisis, almost all places we have are Rishus HaRavim Darabanans today, because it doesn't fulfill all the requirements of Shishim Ribo and Tezainam across all the different rules. So why don't we blow shofar on Shabbos today? There's no Gzera Shebi Yavirenu, Dalan Abbas, Rishus HaRavim. He leaves it as a question. So the question on his question is, but what do you mean? There was a gzeira. And even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din should apply. Explains the Koheles Yaakov. Sometimes the Rabbanan built in the reason into the law. And if they built the reason and they formulated the law with the reason in it, so then we do say, once the reason doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply. How do you know where they built in the reason? Here's the key point. If the gzeira d'Rabbanan is knocking out a mitzvah d'Oraisa, then they had to put the din in. They had to put the reason in. Because they're knocking out a nisa d'Oraisa. They have the power to do that. B'shev al ta'aseh. But they have to put the reason in so that if the reason doesn't, at any point, doesn't apply anymore, then the din would fall away. So these are the two examples. Shofar on shofar. The mitzvah of shofar. B'daraisa yiblo shofar on Shabbos. So there, because they made the gzeira and it knocked out a mitzvah d'Oraisa, they had to put the reason in. And what about here? The mitzvah of nesias kapayim. M'daraisa, any balmum keduchin. They made a law. They want people looking at the fingers or at the faces of the Kohen. But if the reason doesn't apply anymore, then you go back to the din d'Oraisa. There are other examples, but that's an important chiddush of the Beis Yosef, implicitly that he allows a Kohen to duchen in places where the minhag is to cover. Then he adds, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, but it's in the Beis Yosef. What about a place where they don't cover? But because this Kohen moved into town, they're going to all start covering their hands or their face, so that he'll be able to duchen. That doesn't count. That's not good. Because then it's obvious, because it's clear that they're covering only because of him. Okay. A lot more. We can speak about a smachta a little bit, but we'll go on. And then maybe we'll talk about a smachta later. Says the Gemara, Eloi Mamados. We get back to yesterday's Mishnah, the beginning of the last parak here. We have the Ma'amados, the Mishmaros of the Ma'amados. The Mishmaros of the 24 Kohanim, 24 groups of Kohanim, and the Ma'amados include the Yisraelim. And the Mishnah says, Lafi, what? These are the Ma'amados. Lafi shenamar tavas b'nei Yisrael v'chulo. And then it goes into the Chazal about standing over your carbon. My ka'amar, how are we supposed to understand the Mishnah? It says, these are the Ma'amados, and then it goes through, doesn't not listing the Ma'amados. It goes through the reasons for the Ma'amados. So, Hachi Kamar, this is what the Mishnah meant to say. Elu hein ma'amados. The following, what we're going to talk about soon, is the list of ma'amados. And then the Mishnah implicitly means to ask, Uma tam tiknu ma'amados. Why did Chazal enact them? Lefi shenemar, and then it quotes the Chazal, Lefi shenemar, tavas b'nei Yisrael v'martolehem. Karbani lachmi lishai, my karbanos, my Lechem, says Hashem, hey, karbono shel adam karaf. Fu'ein omen al gabav, how could it be that Hashem's carbon is brought? Bnei Yisrael's carbon is brought, and they're not standing there. We mentioned yesterday, din d'Oraisa by the carbon tamid, by the other karbonos, is a discussion. Hiskinu neviim harishonim. The early neviim enacted. Esrim va'arba mishmaros. 24 mishmaros. I'll call mishmaro mishmar hayamamad b'yushalayim shel kohanim v'shel leviim v'shel yisraelim. On every mishmar there was a mamad b'yushalayim. There were the kohanim and the leviim. We said the Ritva said those are in the mishmaros and the yisraelim are in the mamados. Higiyaz man mishmar lalos kohanim v'leviim olin l'yushalayim. And when it was time, they all went to Yerushalayim. Fine. Tanu Rabbanan. Esrim va'arba'a mishmaros be'eretz Yisrael v'shtemesrei b'Yericho. Sounds like there were 24 mishmaros in all of Eretz Yisrael and another 12 in Yericho. What does that mean? Shtemesrei b'Yericho defishin lutuva. What, so you add that? That's 36? It's only 24. So Ella shtemesrei mehen b'Yericho. No, it means 12 of them were in Yericho. They were from Yericho. What does that mean? 12 of them were from Yericho. They went to Yericho. Let's see what it means. Higiyazvan mishmar la'alos. When it was time for a certain mishmar to go to Yerushalayim, so there weren't enough jobs in Yerushalayim for the entire mishmar to function at the same time. So what happened? Chatzi ha-mishmar haya'ola me'eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. Half the mishmar went to Yerushalayim to do the avoda, the kohanim and the leviim. V'chatzi ha-mishmar, the other half haya'ola li'Yericho. And the other half went to Yericho. What? To supply them. To make sure to send food and water to make sure that the other part of the Mishmar Yerushalayim had what they needed. And then they switched. Half and half. Did they switch each week? I mean, we said they worked about 2 weeks out of the year. So did they switch each week? Or within each week they switched? A couple of days one way, a couple of days the other way. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. But either way, this is how it worked. Some of them went to Yerushalayim, and some of them went to Yericho. Why Dafka Yericho? Yericho was not too far from Yerushalayim. But also there's a uniqueness of Yericho. We always like to mention when Yericho comes up, the Pirish of the Ravid in Maseches Tamid. The Ravid in the end, in Maseches Tamid, has a beautiful piece. The Mishnah there, if you remember, in Tamid, discusses all the uniqueness of Yerushalayim, of Yericho. In Yericho, they smelled the Ketor resident in Yericho. They heard the pulley of the Kiyar being put down into the Ma'ayan. So why Dafka Yericho? So the Ravid says, it wasn't. The Pasha of the Mishnah is that it was heard all the way to Yericho. From Yerushalayim to Yericho, that's pretty far. In terms of just hearing something or smelling something. So the Ravid says that it wasn't up until Yericho, but it was only in Yericho. V'dafka haya b'Yericho nishma, v'lo b'shar tzadim, and not in other sides or other places. Why? And here's an amazing line. Mipnei she'Yericho haysa kimo Yerushalayim. Wow. What does that mean? Doesn't mean that it has halachas of Yerushalayim. And hashkafically, mibnei shehi haisa tchilas kibush eretz Yisrael. It was the first place that they conquered, right, with the walls. Ukemo de trumas dagon tzorach litrom, just like truma, ke nitrama eretz Yisrael atzva. Yericho was the truma of eretz Yisrael. Ubishvil kach hitrima Yehoshua lios kadosh lashem lefichach hi kemo Yerushalayim v'hayu nishma in ba kol hanach diktani kedei sheyargishu b'nei adam, they should feel it, shebi Yericho yesh bo ksas kedusha kemo b'Yerushalayim v'lefichach be'elo yosem yishar dvarim v'lish kol elu kol shar gadol v'tzilsel v'gviya kruz heim tchilas avodos. It's the beginning of the avoda, just like it was the beginning of the kibush v'chiluk. That's the Ravid in Maseches Tamid in the third parak. That was that's Yericho, the uniqueness of Yericho. Maybe that's also why they went to Yericho. We continue. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, right in the middle. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Kohanim Levim Yisrael Ma'akvanis HaKarban. The carbon is not kosher unless you have everybody there, the whole team. You have Kohanim doing the Avoda, you have the Levim singing, and you have the Yisraelim standing there as representatives for their carbon. They're all Ma'akev. B'masnisa Tana, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Kohanim Levim v'klei shir ma'akvanes ha'karban. Kohanim Levim, Yisraelim aren't listed here. The Gemara is not going to focus on that though. But the klei shir, the instruments are ma'akev the carbon. But my kamifli, what's the machlokas about whether it's klei shir or levim? Mar savar, the machlokas we had back in Sukkah. Mar savar ikir shira bepeh. Well, mar savar ikir shira bekli. What is the ikir adin? The instrumental music that is created by the levim or by the oral music when they sing? That's a machlokas. Ikir shira bepeh, ikir shira bekli. And therefore, that is the root of the machlokas, what is ma'akev, the carbon. There's a discussion of the Karen Ora, elsewhere, where this Gemara is quoted in Maseches Kiddushin. It's a ha'ara that he has. That is, the Mishnah says in the end of Kiddushin that everybody went up in time by Sheni, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, everybody went up. Even though, that's the Mishnah. Rashi and Tosas both say there in Kiddushin, Daf Samach Tes, Sam Daf Ayin, even though the Pasuk says that the Bnei Levi didn't go up, remember, that's why Ezra made it Gzeira, that you're not allowed to give Ma'aser Rishon anymore to the Levim, because they didn't go up, just give it to the Kohanim, or maybe not give it. So says the Rashi and Tosas there, even though it says the Bnei Levim didn't go up, how could the Mishnah say the Levim went up? So they explain, they did go up, but the ones that went up weren't able to play the instruments. Why not? So he quotes the Medrash at Tehillim, the unbelievable Medrash that we have a kina about on Tisha B'Av. Eich Nashir, the first kina I think is about this. Right? We say in Al Naros Bavel, Eich Nashir Ashir Hashem Al Anmas Nechar, Meshkechech Yerushalayim. So the Medrash on that Pasuk says, what do you mean Eich Nashir? That Nebuchadnezzar took all of the Levim out and they were on Al Naharos Bavel, and he wanted them. He says, okay, sing for me now. They're like, we're not singing for you. And he says, sing for me like songs like you used to sing in your temple. And they couldn't. They were so upset and depressed. So what they do, and we're not saying this is halachically what should be done, but this is the story. They put their fingers into their mouths. They bit off their thumbs. And they said, they were ketutze bahonos, the Medrash says. And then the Medrash says, that's the pasuk. Eich nashir ashir ashir al masnechar. We can't sing. Because they used to use their fingers in their mouths in order to create the music. Because they were so distraught that they didn't have a base of English to sing. And they weren't going to sing for Nebuchadnezzar. That's Eich nashir ashir ashir. So Rashi and Tosfos say there That's what they quote there. Then the Medrash in Kiddushin, and that's why they weren't Roy Lashir, even though they went up to Yerushalayim. So on that Gemara that Karen Ora discusses, and the Gevurah Sari here a little bit discusses, if you hold Iker Shira Bepeh, then why was there any problem in the Levium that went up? We say the Levium that went up, it was as if the Levium didn't go up, but the Levium that went up couldn't sing. But if you say Iker Shira Bepeh, not biblically, so you don't need your finger, just put it in your mouth, the instrument. So why would there be any problem? So they deal with that. Is there any problem with Bali Mumin and Levium? So that's a discussion. That's an amazing medrash that is, again, shows the Mesiras Nefesh of those who left the Beis HaMikdash and couldn't fathom singing outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, I'm not giving the answer now, but that's the discussion there. Last skinny line. Amar Rav Chama Bar Gur Yomar Rav. Moshe Tikin Lehem LeYisrael Shmona Mishmaros. The Mishmaros was a process. Moshe started off with 8. They didn't need so many at the time. They didn't need so many. Arba Me'azar V'dalan Me'isamar. Right, it's 4 and 4 from each of Aaron's sons. Bosh Shmuel V'amid Al Sheish Yisrael. Shmuel expanded because there were more Kohanim and Levim, so he expanded them into 16. But David ve'amid al lesser ba'arba, and finally David and Shlomo made 24. Shneamar b'shnas arbam l'malchus, that previously had been talking about mishmaros in that pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, and it says in the 40th year l'malchus David. That's his last year. Nidrashu vayimasi bahem gibori achayil b'yazer gilad. Right, they made the, it was seek it was found out, and they had the gibori achayil in Yazer Gilad. And the pasuk says that they had all of the groups, and they always went up by 8, if you notice. 8, 16, 24. Period. So that was the stage. Veisvei, is this really true that it was 8 and then 16 and then 24? Moshe, Tikin Lehem LeYisrael, Shmona Mishmaros. Moshe made 8. Arba Me'elazar v'arba Misamar, but David and Shmuel. They made the last one by Arba. David and Shmuel made it together. There wasn't a separate stage. Shneamar Hema Yasad David Ushmuel Haroe Be'emunasam. They made them together. Interesting, Shmuel is called the Roe. The Mefarshim Navi describe. What's the difference between a Navi and a Roe? Shmuel is called a Roe. But either way, we have the question here. Didn't you skip the stage of Shmuel? So Gemara said, no, Hachikamar. Mi Yisodo Shel David Vishmuel Haramasi Ha'amid Malesim Va'arba. It's the roots of what David and Shmuel did. Meaning, you're right, there was another stage involved there of 16. Or is not being medactic. The price is not explicating who did what. But by the time Shmuel and David finished, they were 24. That's all it means. Tanya Idach. Another price that tells us. Moshe, and then we'll talk about the mitzvah. Moshe, keep Tikin Lehem LeYisrael. Sheish Yisrael Mishmaros. Another price that seems to have a different shot. Moshe made 16. Shmona Me'el Azar V'Shmona Me'i Samar. Ukesha Rabu B'nei El Azar B'nei Samar. And when the B'nei El Azar became many, Chilka Me'amidim Alashim V'Arba, he made 24. Shne'amar V'yimatsu B'nei El Azar Rabim L'Rashi Agvarim Min B'nei Samar. There were many more. V'yach L'kum L'B'nei El Azar Rashim L'Beis Avos Shisha Asar U'L'B'nei Samar L'Beis Avos of Shmona. So he added on. They were 8 and 8, and then he made 16 and 8. Because B'nai Elazar needed it. There were a lot more. V'omer beis av echad achuz le'elazar v'achuz achuz le'isamar. Says they added on double to Elazar what Isamar had. My v'omer, what is the extra pasuk of v'omer? Before we ask the question. V'chiteima ki hecha d'nefishi b'nai Elazar hachanami d'nefishi b'nai Isamar. If you want to say they added on to both, so the Gemara says, Shmona Meikara Abrahave, and the one that became 8 really was 4 originally. So maybe they added on to both in that time. So Tashma, that's the second pasuk. Beisav Echad Achuz LaLazar, V'Achuz Achuz LaIsamar. It was not added on. Okay, either way, that's the pshat, that's the Brisa. So Tziuf to the Rav Chama Bar Gurya, isn't this a question? Meaning it didn't go from 8 to 16 to 24. So the Gemara says, Amlecha Rav Chama Bar Gurya Tanoi. So really, it's a machlokas tanoim, vana da amri ki aitana, da amri shmona. Sounds like a historical machlokas, right? Not a lumdish machlokas. It sounds like here, it's historical. Did they first have 8, and then 16, and then 24, or not? Stop there for a moment. The Rambam counts the appointment of the Mishmaros as a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. One of the mitzvahs. The Rambam says in mitzvah asei lamid vav. Lamid vav. The Rambam says, "Shet sivanu sheyu hakohanim ovdim lemishmaros." That the kohanim are, we are commanded that the kohanim will work in groups. Ta'avod mishmarah b'kol shavua v'lotia yad akol misasekes yachad. Ela bergalam levad. They shouldn't work all together except on Yantif. She yavdu azam mishmaris kulan b'shavet. Then they work equally. V'chomi sheba yakriv. Whoever wants to come can be makriv. The Sefer Chinuch says here that the message is that we have to be orderly in life, right? We can't take somebody else's job, and we can't be mixed up. Orderly, this group comes now, this group comes next week, orderly. V'kariz bar b'divrei hayamim, and he quotes the psukim b'divrei hayamim, eich chilkam David u'shmuel, v'samu osam, a'srim v'arba mishmar, v'sbar b'sukkah, shebergolam yad kulam shaveh, the end of Masechta Sukkah, it's a mitzvah seidaraisa, to appoint the mishmaras. Interesting, what's the mitzvah? Once they were appointed, so what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to do avoda accordingly based on what they set up. Right, if it's a mitzvah, that means it's eternal. So how can it be eternal? It must be that even once they set it up, to keep it in the Mishmaras groups. That's the mitzvah upon us. To keep it in Mishmaras and not being mevatelet. The Ramban here, it's Avraham Mitzvah doesn't like it. The Ramban does not think, the Ramban thinks it's a halacha. I agree with it. It's a pasuk in Chumash. And it's a psukim in Divrei Hayamim. But it's not a separate aseid haraisa. It's part of the mitzvah of avoda. We do the avoda in these groups. Just like the Ramban says that wearing big day kahuna is not a separate mitzvah, arguing with the Ramban also. So do here, it's not a separate mitzvah, it's part of avoda. Ulfi daiti, says the Ramban, ein mitzvahs hakasuf hazeh, sheya'asu mishmaros, v'lo minia, shelo tihye yara kol misasekes ba'avoda. It's not an asay, it's not a los asay. It's what he calls what the Rishonim call a shalila. A shalila just means a negative reality. Right? Don't do avoda except in these groups. Doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah to do that. Ki levad mimkarvala avos shalilos lo mitzvah shehu yisparach mitzaveh liyosam kulam ovdim va'ochlem chelak echelak chusman amimkarim. And he continues that it's just it's a mitzius. It's not a, and it's a v'hanirish b'shroshu tikun neviim lo chova k'mo sha'amar. And he quotes our Gemara. He says, who says this is a mitzvah say daraisa? The pasuk here, the Gemara here doesn't quote a mitzvah, a pasuk. Levam im karvala avos. The language in the Torah in Shoftim also is not a language of tzivui. Levam im karvala avos. That's not a lashon tzivui. The Rabban says it's a reality, and the Gemara doesn't mention it. Is it considered ma'akev? You have to. What do you mean? Is the avod the pasul if the wrong kohen does it? I'm not sure if it's ma'akev. I don't think it's ma'akev if the wrong kohen does it. Right, a kohen can do whatever he wants. He can do his own karbanus. Let's say a kohen has his own karban. He can come up and do his own karban. I don't think it's unless he if one kohen is given it, then he steals the mitzvah. I don't think so, because the mitzvah still works, right? I might have to pay him 10 zehuvim because he stole the mitzvah. But it's that the halacha is that the Rambam says the mitzvah is say, right? Is it ma'akev if a different? I don't know. Well, I'll tell you, it's for sure not ma'akev. Thinking about it right now. Sure, not ma'akev. Why? Because what does the Gemara say in Sukkah? That only, we're going to have it here. We're going to have it right now. Not only Sukkah, right here. Tanur Rabbanan. That during Bayis Sheni, most mishmaros didn't come up, right? So the mishmaros that came up did the avoda. So it's not ma'akev, right? It's clear. It's not ma'akev. Anyway, okay. Vayter. Tanur Rabbanan. Second to last line. Arba mishmaros alum in a gola. Only four mishmaros came up from the gola for Bayis Sheni. Ve'eluein yedayech harim pashchor v'imer amdu neviim shemeinayim. The neviim amongst them made a law. And they took these four and they said, okay, you're going to do it now. Even if the others might come up, you are Ikar. Right? You're going to do it. Hamidim Alessim Arba. You're going to do it for all 24. Balalum Manasim Makalfi. And they put all the names of all the Mishmaros in a Kalfi, in a lottery. By Yedayan Vedatal Chelka Vachel Chaver of Sheish. Yedaya came and took six portions. Six portions. The each got six portions, because they split up the avoda amongst themselves. And they also made it tonight. Even if Mishmar number one comes finally, decides to come back up to Eretz Yisrael, lo yidache yedayim imkamo, yedayim doesn't move. Yedayim is first. Ela yedayim iker, vi yeho yariv, tafel lo yariv, will go second. But you're not going to get it back, your first spot, because you already lost it. Good. V'Yisrael Shavos of Yisrael B'Sconsim Bar'em. V'Korim of Yisrael. The Mishnah continued and said that the Yisraelim, some of them went to Yerushalayim, but the rest of them stayed in their cities and had fast days Monday through Thursday and read Yisrael B'Sconsim. Mino Ani Mili, what does Yisrael B'Sconsim have to do with Avoda? Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Rav Asi, Il Mali Ma'amados, were it not for the Ma'amados, were it not for those who stood on the Karbanos, which means the Karbanos, were it not for the world of Karbanos, Lonis Kaimu Shemaim Va'aretz, the world would not function, would not exist. Remember we discussed a couple of days ago, Din Emes and Shalom and Torah Avot Negemilas Chasadim, the Beis Yosef and Rabbeinu Yonah, the reason the world was created, and the reason the world continues to exist. So we discussed that then. But here, it's another idea. The world will not function without karbanos. Shene'emar v'yomar Hashem Elokim. Right, as Avram Avinu says, b'mo'idaki yirashena. Avram asked Hashem, how am I going to know that I'm going to yarish in Eretz Yisrael? Amar Avraham, Rebona Shalolam. Shema Yisrael chotin lefanecha. Ata osalem kadar amabal kadar aflaga. Right, maybe B'nai Yisrael are going to sin, and that's it. You're going to destroy the world again. How do I know that you're not going to destroy the world again? I asked the Maritz Chayis, don't we have a pasuk in Chumash? He's never going to destroy the world again. So he said, that's only B'mayim. The Gzeirah is only B'mayim, right? Like the Gemara says also in Zvachim Kufta Zayin, when the nations of the world came to Bilam, B'shas Mayim at Har Sinai. I, Hashem, destroying the world again, they didn't know what was going on. And he says, no, Hashem promised he's never going to destroy the world. And they say, that's only B'mayim. What about Ba'esh? That he says, there's another pasuk about Esh. But the Maritz Chayis says here, maybe it means that in some other way. So Amar Leilav, Hashem says, don't worry, Avraham. Amar lefan of Ribono Shalolam. Hodi eini bama irashena. So tell me, give me a sign. How do I know? Amar le, this is the Brisbane Abbasarim. Kachali eglim, mishulash, zayz, mishulash, vagomer. Right? Get for me those animals. Amar lefan of Ribono Shalolam. Tenach. Meaning, what does that mean? It means, as Rashi says in Chumash, bischusa karbanos. That was the symbol of the Brisbane Abbasarim. The animals involved. Amr lefan every bonus shalom. Tain up with Masha Beis HaMikdash. Kayim, fine. When we have a Beis HaMikdash, I know the Avoda is going to keep Am Yisrael going and the world going. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash. Kayim Atei Aleyem. But what about when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? Amr lo. Kfar tikanti lohem. Say their karbanos. I've already been misakin. Meaning, Hashem says, say the karbanos. Bizman Shekarin Bohem lefanai. When you read it in front of me, Male Ani Aleyem Ki'ilu. Hikrivim lefanai. You read the karbanos, it's as if you gave the karbanos. Vani mochelem akol avonoseim. And I'll be mochel on all their avonos. Meaning saying karbanos is like bringing karbanos. Not exactly. Meaning, let's say a woman who has a baby reads Parshas Tazria. And then Mashiach comes. She's still going to have to bring the karbanos of Yoledes. Doesn't mean exactly that, like the bring a karbanos. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel wrote down, I have to bring a chata shmeini. He wrote it in his notebook to bring a karbanos when Mashiach comes. So why didn't he just say the parsha? The answer is not exactly, but it's ki'ilu. It's the most ki'ilu we could get by any mitzvah. Learning about the mitzvah is like the mitzvah, but there's a special idea by karbanos. What's the biggest raya to that? Why is there no Talmud Bavli on Zra'im and Taras, but there is on Kachim? Because learning and saying Kachim, that's Ki'ilu, even more than the other two. There's a separate question of, so what that it wasn't L'maisa? So learn in L'shma. We should solve L'shma by Zra'im and Taras, right, and Kachim. All three were in L'maisa and Bavel. But why is there, that's a very strong question. So what, even though it's not L'maisa, they should learn it. But separate from that, but assuming it's not Lamaisa, but they still learn Kachim. So why is there a difference between Kachim and Zeram and Taurus? So the answer is this Gemara. Because it's Ki'ilu. It's Ki'ilu that they're actually doing the mitzvos. And that's what Hashem told Avraham Avinu. And there is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to say Parshas Karbanos every day. Right? A lot of times we come late, we go, Rabbi Shmuel. Right? No, it's a mitzvah to come early enough to say Karbanos. There's a Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas. Which sounds like it's a mitzvah. It's a din of kriya d'oraisa. Rabbeinu Yonah writes on Daf Hei Amud Aleph in the Daf Arif in Brachos. He's dealing with the problem of the Mishnah says there if you say kriya shma after the zman, it's like you're reading the Torah. So don't worry about it. You don't get schar for kriya shma bismana, but you get schar for kriya shma. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, what's the chiddush? So it's part of the Torah. Why would you have thought otherwise that you can't say kriya shma the rest of the day? So says Rabbeinu Yonah, well, we usually have the rule of Dvarim Shebichsav, Yetare Shalom and Alpeh. Dvarim Shebichsav, you can't say out of a cloth. So how are we able to say Ashrei in the morning? How are we able to say Kriya Shema? How are we able to say anything? So number one, maybe it only applies by Torah and not by Ksuvim. Okay, that helps me with Ashrei. What doesn't help with Kriya Shema? And says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's why you might have thought that it only applies, it's only allowed where you're doing a mitzvah. Where there's a special takani doing a mitzvah, you're fulfilling mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Or you're saying Parshas HaKarbanos. That's his line. Just like Kriyishma. He said, just like where he says, let me read the line. The sharp sukkim, das lash b'inon. And that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that even though you're not doing a mitzvah, Kriyishma is after this man, you're still allowed to do it. That's what he says. Ava, he should run shabak sa'af lo nitin lomar al peh. The sharp sukkim ain't yachal likra, filu hachi, Kriyishma yachal likrosa al peh. The ava vishi ain't a kori al sol l'shem chova. The kiva chenitna lo omra al peh l'chova, yachal omra filu shalol l'chova. Kopa mim shi yurtsa. Umi ze atam. Here's the line. His kino lomar parshas karbonos al peh, b'cho yom, mipnei shehi chova. Because it's obligatory. Where do you know that from? Our Gemara. Our Rav Yonah says, but Ma'edaki, Rashani, quotes our Gemara. Because it measures like our Gemara. But the Rav Yonah says, it's a chova to say parshas of karbanos every day, to say the karban tamid, to say the Torah, to say Ezeo Makoman, which is Mishnayis related to all the karbanos. So as much as one can say, we should be medactic to try to say it. And by the way, if somebody comes late, they can say it after davening too. Right? That's, you're what is allowed. I'm an extremist. I allow karbanos after davening. Right? There's no din of saying it before davening. You want to say karbanos throughout the day. Okay. A lot more there. Just one other point, and that is, we mentioned in a parsha shir a couple of years ago. We don't have time to go through it again fully, but we mentioned in a parsha shir, a sefer, Rabbi Yosef Albo, in the Sefer Ha'ikarim, all the way at the end of Sefer Ha'ikarim, Maimar Dalet Perak Memhei. He discusses there what the message of Brisbane and Besarim are. Rashi quotes there, it was the way of people who made covenants to cut an animal in half and walk in the middle of it. Why is that? That's a message of a bris? So he says there at length, but it's an unbelievable, gorgeous piece. We mentioned it again two, three years ago, in a Parsha Shir and in the Haggadah Shir, and that is, because when you make a covenant, you're basically becoming one with the person. Becoming one, you're half of me. You're half and I'm half. That's what a bris is. And that's why this is what was used. Because they walk, they cut an animal in half. They're walking through it as if to say it's like one unit. A half here. We're walking through it. And that's kaviyachal what happened. Avram walked through it and then the fire of Hashem went through it as if to say, I'm half of you. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. I'm with Am Yisrael for eternity. And I'm connected to you. And that's what happened by Bris Ben Abbasarim. Hashem is saying, when you're in pain, I'm in pain. When you're besimcha, I'm besimcha. Shchinta begalusa. And all the chazal that we have. That was the unbelievable event of Bris Ben Abbasarim. Explains the Sefer Ha'ikar. Okay, but please, you have to see it inside. Because it's I don't do it justice. Tana Rabbanan, last skinny line. Anshei Mishbar Yim Ispalan Ar Karban Acheyem. The Anshei Mishbar, or this should be really the Anshei Ma'amad. Davin for the Karban of their brothers. She Yiskabel Baratzon. That it should be accepted. That's what the Anshei Ma'amad do. The Anshei Ma'amad in Wisconsin, Lebeza Knesses, and the other part of the Anshei Ma'amad go into Shul. The Yoshvin, Dalatanios, and they fast for 4 days. Besheni, Beshabbos, Beshlishi, Berviyah, Bechamishi, as we mentioned. Besheni, why do they fast on Mondays? Al Yorde Hayam. They fast for the people who are at sea. Right, that was the day that the Mayim was created. Right, Beshlishi, Al Hochem, Barrios. Day 3, that was the day of Yikavu Amayim, that the land was created. So the people in the desert they daven for. Berevi al Askara, Shlotiba al Tinokos, on Revi, that was the day they daven for children getting this throat ailment. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago. Why? What does that have to do with Wednesday? Rashi quotes on Chumash, that because it says Ma'oros without a Vav, so it's like Me'era being cursed. So why, Dafka, did they get cursed on Wednesday? We mentioned the Klayakar there that says that everything under time is cursed, it's finite. Good. Bechamishi aluboros ameinikos on Thursday they daven for the pregnant women and the nursing women. Why? Ubar shelo yapilu, so they shouldn't have miscarriages. Meinikos sheinikos benam, they should be able to nurse their children. What does that have to do with Thursday? Because Thursday the fish and the birds which multiply a lot. That's why you make a you daven for them. Then ubeerev Shabbos lo yemisanim bekavet Shabbos, on Fridays they did not fast, not to go into Shabbos fasting. Kal vachomer b'Shabbos atzma, obviously Shabbos itself. And be'echad b'Shabbos by time alone. What about Sunday? Why wouldn't they fast on Sunday? So three reasons given. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, look at this first reason. Mipnei ha-notzrim. Because of the notzrim. What does that mean? Rashi. She'osim oso yantif shalohem. Because that's their day of yantif. Sundays. Sundays the day they go to church. Notzrim. Right? There's nothing negative about this. But it's just notzrim. And therefore, we weren't able to focus on this day as a special day for us. And that is why they didn't fast on that day. Mipnei ha-notzrim. Interesting. I once heard, why are notzrim called notzrim? Because part of their belief, what does notzar mean? It means that it was created. Part of their belief is that their God was not born, was not created, right? A son of God. Right, the Immaculate Conception. So Dafko, we call them Notzrim. Notzar. Notzar, they were created. They were just exactly from a man, from a father, from a mother. That's what we label Notzar. That's the as one of the other pshatim given for the etymology, but that's one idea that that is possible. So Rebbe Nachman notes number one. Rebbe Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar Rebbe Shu Shlishi Liyitzira. No, that's the third day. Adam, remember, was created on Friday. So it's the third day of creation. Everything on the third day, like the third day of a bris milah, the third day is always difficult. So that's why you don't fast that day. Reish Lakish Amar Bebnei Neshama Yaseira, because they had the Neshama Yaseira on the previous day, and losing the Neshama Yaseira, now going to this day fasting, it would be too extreme, as we mentioned yesterday. Damar Reish Lakish Neshama Yaseira Nitna Boba Adam Erev Shabbos, but mostly on Erev Shabbos we get a Neshama Yaseira. As we discussed back in Beitza, what exactly is a Neshama Yaseira? Rashi says there and here a little bit, you're able to eat without getting sick. But Motzi Shabbos, the Ebn Ezra says that on Chumash, that it means that no, you have a certain spiritual nature about you. But Motzi Shabbos, on Motzi Shabbos is taken away from us, Shenemar Shavas Vayinafash, Kivan Sheshavas Vay of the Nefesh. Shavas, once it leaves, Vay, woe is me, I lost my Nefesh. Which is fascinating. The Achronim point out, the source for Neshama Yaseira is when you lose the Neshama Yaseira. Woe is me, I lost my Nefesh. That's how you know there's a Neshama Yaseira. Because many times we only appreciate something when we lose it. Right? Vay, Shavas Vayinafash, Vay of the Nefesh. Also, we discussed elsewhere, why is it that Besamim, which is for the loss of Neshama Yaseira, why don't we do Besamim and Motzei Yantif? Is that because there is no Neshama Yaseira on Yantif? But what about Shabbos going into Yantif? Then there is no Besamim, which sounds like there is no Neshama Yaseira on Yantif. So the Rishonim in Psachim, in Arvei Psachim, discuss it. Why is that? Why don't we have? Maybe there's a substitute, Tosfos says. All the good food on Yantif is a substitute for the Neshama Yaseira, so we don't feel bad. Important discussion that we have there. Okay. B'yomarishon Bereshis Vayihi Rakia. So on day one, we read Bereshis and Yirakia, as we just discussed why we read it on each of the days. Tana. Bereshis Bishnayim Yirakia Be'echad. Every day, as we mentioned, has three Elias. Bereshis has the split up Bereshis into two Elias and Yirakia into one. Bishnama Yirakia Be'echad Tzlasa Psukei Have. Bishnama Yirakia finds three Psukim. You have one person getting the Elia. Ela Bereshis Bishnayim. How do you do that? Vitanya, hey psukim havi, it's five psukim. Vitanya, korei b'toral yifchos b'gimel psukim. Every person who gets the aliyah has to land at least three psukim. So if it only has five psukim and you gotta give two aliyahs out of it, so what do? So machlokas, Rav amar doleg, v'shmuel amar poseg. Rav says, you are doleg. What does that mean? The first one reads three psukim and the seni starts, repeats the pasuk. You repeat, like what we do on Rosh Chodesh in some places. V'shmuel amar poseg. Shmuel says, no, you split it in half. You split the middle pasuk in half, says Shmuel. Each one reads 2.5. That's Rav and Shmuel. Rav, Amar, Doli, my time, Amar, Posig. Why doesn't Rav say split it in half? Ksavar. Kol psukei de la paske Moshe na la paskinan lay. You can't split it up in half. You have to see the psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Ushmuel Amar Posek, and Shmuel said, no, you're allowed to split it. Umi Paskina, why does he say that? V'yamar, Rabbi Chanina Kra, Rabbi Chanina, the one who read Psukim, said, Tzar Gadol Hayali, Eitz Rabbi Chanina Agadol. I was in much pain. V'lo Hitili Livsuk, he never allowed me to cut Psukim, El Tinoko Shabis Rabban, except for young children who I was teaching. Hova Hislamida Suyin. He only allowed me, but generally he can't cut Psukim. How could Shmuel say he could cut a pasuk? Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, "Ha, sometime am I mishim de lo afshar. Hachanami lo afshar." Shmuel would say, "You don't have a choice. Just like by the children, you don't have a choice. You have to teach them. So do here. You don't have a choice, and therefore, that's why he allows it." Ushmuel Amar posuk by time alamar doleg. Why doesn't Shmuel say you repeat a pasuk? Gzeira mishim anechnas and gzeira mishim ayotzin. It's a gzeira. Bishum, somebody might walk out or walk in at a time and think that there was only two psukim said in an aliyah. So that's why we don't, meaning if somebody walks in and says, he sees that he's starting with pasuk number 3, he'll say, oh, the first aliyah must have been number 2. That would be a zilzul of the Torah, and therefore we don't allow it. There's a lot to talk about, which we'll start with tomorrow, in terms of other times in halacha when we cut a pasuk. Hashem, we'll have to start with that. Maybe we'll just end with an unbelievable thought of one of the Rebbe, Nassan Gestetner, the Lahoris Nassan. He says, maybe this is why many, because of this concept of Kol Psukei de Lo Paskei Moshe, many times when a Gemara quotes a pasuk, I don't know if it always works out, but many times when a Gemara quotes a pasuk, it says V'gomer, Vav Gimel Vav with a smidgen. But when it quotes a Brisa or a Mishnah, it says V'chulu. V'chulu just means etc. V'gomer means and finish it. By a pasuk, you can't say half a pasuk. That's why he says v'gomer. It's as if it says the rest of the pasuk. V'chulu is just etc. Not finishing it off. It's the difference between v'gomer and v'chulu. You have to look at to see if it fits into all the times. But either way, that's from Nasa Gestetner. Okay, we'll stop here.